This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour now, time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. The research done courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, the top 10 stories, top 10 people at talkers.com and djvshow.com. The top 10 stories and people will go through them, pick out some of the things that are obviously in need of discussion, and all the ladies from the DJV program always have unique points of view. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So the charts for the week of February 14th to the 18th are in our focus at number 10 on the story list. The scandals involved, well, there are a lot of scandals all over the place, but the royals certainly have had a lot of attention given to them, mostly Prince Andrew this week. He's number 10 on the people list. The celebrity gossip about Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal, the fact that Kelly Clarkson has filed to change her name, all that good stuff. Kelly, what was her, what is it to her maiden name?
No, she wants to change it to her middle name, really? Which is odd. I didn't quite understand that. She's been Kelly Clarkson since she won
Everybody
American Idol.
And so now she wants to be Kelly Brianne.
I don't know. Yeah, that's strange. Is it going to be the Kelly Brianne show on NBC and not Clarkson show?
Her husband's name was Blackstock. So
right, she never took his name.
She didn't take it anyway.
No.
This is kind of wacky. Seems to be a little wacky anyway. But then that's celebrity for you. All right, so that's a part of the consideration at number 10. The Prince, do we have any comments about Prince Andrew other than that he's a lech and a pig? Or what else?
And he's getting off easy, probably.
Well, his mother told him to settle, right? Isn't that where that all came from, that whole business about...
That is the rumor, yeah. That's the rumor. And apparently he's been stripped of all of his patronages and I think his military medals that they've taken away. There is a rumor, if you read the British press, there's a rumor that he's going to be stripped of everything, but I doubt it because they made the settlement now. It's probably not going to be made public what he paid her. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably, they're hoping it's just going to go away now.
Right.
But, you know, they basically paid for the scandal to go away.
Yeah, go away. Exactly. That's what happens when you have money. Ooh, hooray. Number 9 has to do with the weather. The weather where I am as we're doing this program, I think we have, about 65 degrees and windy. It's melted all the snow. Didn't get all the ice, as I found out. Not the hard way.
The hard way, yeah.
Yeah. But the weather around the country seems to be moderate, shall we say, not like it has been. But then you go down to Brazil, you see all these mudslides killing 94 people. Lots of people are missing. And this is not summertime. Well, it's sort of the end of summer, getting to the end of summer down there. And floods and mudslides are not the norm. I'm just looking at people and homes and cars in a couple of different cities' catastrophe. They're all being covered up by these huge mudslides. I mean, we're familiar, Jennifer, with mudslides in California, but they aren't usually as bad as this. This is like almost mud coming out of a volcano.
Yeah, it looked awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. All right, that's the comment on number 9. It looked awful. Thank you, Jennifer.
Well, what did you want me to say? I mean, it's awful.
It looked really awful.
No,
you could have said that.
Bad.
It was really awful.
It was really awful.
Really awful. Number 8, some tech stories. There were a number. You want to actually summarize a little bit, if you will, Victoria, of some of the big technology news from the week. I mean, it sort of goes, number 8 goes with number 2, it seems to me. Number 2 is Russia and what's going on in Ukraine, but the hacking going on by the Russians, this is, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm not sure everybody is aware of how deeply entrenched they are. I've suggested on the air, and not lightly, that it's time we take them out. So what do you do? How is it that they get away with it? That's what everybody knows they're doing it. They knew that they messed with the elections. They've known that Snowden has come up with all kinds of ways to create mischief, but it's more than mischief. It ruins, economic situations and realities for companies. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why the hell aren't we doing something about it, I guess is the question.
Cybersecurity is the only thing you can do, right? Beefing that up, and that's one of the things. As soon as Biden got into office, he put everybody on notice. If you're a government contractor, I think they gave them 6 months. Not everyone complied with that because it's a lofty ambition. But that was the whole thing. And about government contractors, because now this is what the story is that you're referring to, is that the Department of Defense has warned that Russia-sponsored hackers have repeatedly attempted to break into a slew of companies who are government contractors. And so they've gotten emails, they've gotten unclassified information at this point, but they're looking for weapons technologies, data analytics, vehicle and aircraft design, missile development, software development. Those are the things that they're trying to hack into. And they've been consistent.
And things that they can hold hostage, too, and get money for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of this
information,
is
money,
sure.
Power, yep.
Well, it seems to me that this, we're not doing enough to short-circuit them.
Well, but the problem, though, is it's not that easy to find them. It's easy to say, like, oh, well, we should just be doing more. It's not like knocking on someone's house and arresting them because you know they're running drugs out of the house. It's not that simple. You know, it is much...
Right,
you know what
analogy.
I'm saying? Where, the neighbors can say, hey, something suspicious is going on, and it looks like maybe they're running drugs. Well, okay, that's an easy, black and white kind of issue. But when it comes to hacking, and they have in Russia, they have these, they've got the bot farms and the troll farms, and it's so entrenched. It's not easy to pinpoint who's doing what.
Couple that number eight with big tech is social media, which we'll get to some of your comments on our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram line in a few moments with Jay. Also, there's a focus on CNN in here, and I wondered, as I saw that, you hear about certainly Cuomo has caused them to have a lot of negative attention, Zucker leaving, his girlfriend leaving. There seems to be a lot of discord there and discontent. So I wonder, among all of this, if this was supposedly a way to distract the announcement this week that CNN has set a premiere for the music documentary about Dionne Warwick. this documentary has been around, I guess, since last year at the Toronto International Film Festival. It did great. And so it's going to be on first on CNN Plus, which is their streaming service. But are they doing a lot of this sort of thing? This doesn't seem newsy, really. This seems something like you'd get on some other channel, not CNN.
A lot of the streaming platforms, Fox has got a pretty successful one called Fox Nation. They do their own originals series. They do in-depth stuff on things that you wouldn't consider to be newsy. It could be sports or entertainment. I think they're...
News
they're
magazine,
trying to do this,
right? Isn't that what they...
Yeah, well, I think they're just trying to bulk up their content because they're trying to draw people into a platform that they're going to pay extra money for, and so they want to create things of interest that are going to bring people into those platforms.
Well, but
so
you know what?
I think we're going to see more of that.
One of the things you see from all the television networks, and it came about as a result of the focus on the ratings for the Super Bowl and who's actually listening, the age brackets. And so if CNN is trying to get younger viewers, they're not going to do it with a Dionne Warwick documentary. People might.
No, my parents are going to
watch this. Yeah, I'm going to watch
it. But they're the ones with money to watch it, too, right?
Well, that's the other thing. It's kind of, this is not probably the place for that conversation, but the fact that the advertising agencies are so gaga to get people your age into their grasp to sell them stuff, except people my age are the ones who have all the money. And this, I'm excluded from that, but at any rate, there are a lot of people who, most people, when they get to my age, they've got plenty of dough. And so the advertisers, people ask this question all the time. And there are agencies and there are some people in the business that are trying to change this reality because there are more people spending more money who are our age than in their 30s and 40s. I think the theory is, though, that you get people when they're young, their brands and stuff, and that's why advertising, especially for cars and things like that, consumables, you get them to buy and find that they like a particular brand when they're younger, they'll stay with it through their lives. So, anyway, but the Dionne Warwick thing, back to that for a second, looks like it could. She has a great, great voice. And she also was easy to work with. People liked her. And so all the Grammy stuff. She was the first black woman to win a Grammy for her performances back in 1968. The song was Do You Know the Way to San Jose. I think it was the first song, really big hit that she had, as I recall, being a disc jockey at that time. So anyway, that's coming to CNN Plus, but I wondered that. That's why I brought it up here, whether it was those are the kinds of things that are smoke screens to take people's attention away from what the reality is of what's going on at CNN. Okay, our relationship with China, number 7, we'll talk about that after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so number 7, the focus on our relationship with China. More underscored this week because of all the cheating going on in the Olympics by the various people, the American who decided to be a Chinese competitor, the Chinese kid who's kind of caught in the middle. It doesn't look to me like she was really the mastermind of this, but at any rate, the Olympics are shambles. It's a joke. It's a laughingstock. It's ridiculous, and it's all on the Chinese once again. So is that a pretty good summary of what's going on,
yeah,
ladies?
I have a hard time. I have a hard time watching it. I know Victoria's been paying more attention to it. I feel there's just something so gross about the whole thing, and it's not the athlete's fault. It's the IOC's fault for not changing the location.
Yeah. So how do we react when the IOC? Don't we have some, aren't we doing the next Summer Olympics here, like in Los Angeles? Where is the next Summer Olympics?
Los Angeles gets Olympics in 2028.
Okay. So will we be doing, I don't know. It just gets used for so much propaganda, especially when it's in places like this. And they, you know, what does the rest of the world think? Is the rest of the world see through it? Is it transparent to see what's up with the Chinese?
I think everybody's aware. I think so.
I would hope so, anyway. The Chinese government, man, big bad boobs. It's, what do we have, 21 after the hour now. We'll continue. Up next is what's going on the social media front on the countdown.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so let's see what we can pull out of our listeners and their focus. Jay Kirshner is here at 23 after the hour of the Talk Radio Review, where the folks on the DJV program take a serious look at the top 10 issues of the week and the people that are making news. And certainly we made reference to Kamila Valieva a few moments ago and the scandal. So what are people saying about this? Is it pretty much a unified chorus, or do we have different points of view?
No, for the most part, it's unified. Dan Mays says Russia was already banned for doping. Now being caught red-handed gets a pass. Seems like there's something crooked in the works.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not wrong there.
I wonder if that affects his interest in the Olympics. You wonder about that. If you look at this stuff and, like, Jennifer, okay, I've just had, and Victoria, too. Had enough. All right, who else is saying what?
Lynn Charlene says, regardless of age, no one should be able to keep competing if they had a positive test. That was one of the things that was said about Kamila, that her age, if she has to take fall for all of this at 15 years old, it's going to cause her all of this emotional damage and everything. So that's where Lynn's comment is coming from. Dave Sweeney says, Sha'Carri Richardson deserves an apology.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We agree with that.
Absolutely. And Ramona Martin says, the way the situation is being handled is actually worse than the situation itself.
That's a very interesting comment. I think I would agree with that. Yeah, the situation being handled.
I just get so disgusted by the favorites. You know, like, oh, well, we can't take Kamila out of the competition because she's 15 and it might do irreparable harm. Well, what about everybody else? And like Adam Rippon said, like, what about the integrity of the Olympics?
Well,
Isn't that irreparable harm?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but what does it say to youngsters who get a pass for cheating, basically?
Yeah, and what just about don't get caught. And even if you get caught, nothing may happen.
And what about the poor kids who are doing it the right way? You know, what does that show them? Like, oh, well, you know, you did it the right way. Sha'Carri Richardson was taken out of contention by our own team. She didn't even get past, like, you know, the Russians knew this girl tested positive. They sent her to the Olympics anyway, hoping no one would find out. I mean, that's essentially what they did. So I wonder, you know, the other two girls who won gold and silver in Camila's place, I wonder if they're going to be subjected now to extra testing. They should. I hate to say that because we don't know. Maybe they didn't do anything wrong, but now there's doubt that's been cast about everybody coming from all of ROC.
The COVID situation. COVID's number one this week again in the story list. So what with the mask mandate being lifted here, there, and everywhere, what are folks saying about that?
Andy Brinkley says in eastern Arkansas, mostly in medical facilities, you have to wear a mask, but everywhere else it's pretty laxed.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry Smith says no masks required in most places in Vicksburg. My mind just went blank. What is MS? Mississippi, right? Her husband and she both wear masks anyway just because she's high risk. Mm-hmm. And Corey Lang says Delaware had a mask mandate for schools, but that should be done by the end of next month.
Lifting it here in my hometown of Framingham next week. The state of Massachusetts pretty much has lifted it, so the towns are just falling into line. I think that's the case in New Jersey, where you are too, isn't it, Victoria and Jennifer in California?
I want to say March 1st in New Jersey. Kids are no longer wearing masks.
We don't have a date yet. It's still all masking all the time.
All right, Russia and the conflict there. What are people saying about that?
John Ackerman says Russia is not going to invade Ukraine. It's just putting on a strongman show for his base. Melinda Stone says Russia will invade because they think they can get away with it. And Bobby Leopardi says, I hope it's just some kind of bluff, but Putin has lost his mind.
I don't know, but I'm not sure he has.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I think he's lost his mind.
I think he's coming. He's coming.
Yeah, right. He got it. Okay, ladies.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has arrived in Poland to meet with our NATO ally Friday. The discussions will be around Russia and its warmongering against Ukraine. President Biden Thursday on the tarmac.
They have not moved any of their troops out. They've moved more troops in. Number one. Number two, we have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken at the United Nations.
The stakes go far beyond Ukraine. This is a moment of peril.
It could be a fabricated so-called terrorist bombing inside Russia. The invented discovery of a mass grave. A staged drone strike against civilians. Or a fake, even a real, attack using chemical weapons.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Special Counsel John Durham's findings have been submitted to a federal court. The report shows links between Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and illegal spying on President Trump. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney of New York on Newsmax.
And Devin Nunes was talking about this years ago, and then we said, well, now we've got to do another investigation. We've got to wait for the Durham report. Well, the Durham report is out. This isn't President Trump and Fox or Newsmax. This is the Durham report, a special prosecutor that was put in place to investigate the origins of this phony Russia collusion story. It's time for Hillary to be prosecuted. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen until the Republicans take over the presidency, because insiders in the Biden administration, like Jake Sullivan and others that you cite, Merrick Garland, a weak attorney general, is not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. He's a partisan. He's a hack. And he's someone who's going to let this go by the wayside. When we take back the House and we can investigate, and as you know, the Republicans and actually the House committees, we can put testimony up, but we can't prosecute. We have to win the presidency in 2024, and the American people want accountability. Yes, this is the worst scandal in American history when it comes to spying and using the most powerful reins of power in our national government. It's an embarrassment. And I agree with President Trump. It makes Watergate look like a joke.
It should be noted Hillary Clinton was discounted from the Watergate investigation in 1974 for lying. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we have 34 after the hour on our overview of the talkers charts for this past week. I'm Doug Steffen, here with the DJVers that have lots of comments. We've discussed most of these issues during the course of the week, so we bring you our take on the ancillary comparative with the talk radio countdown show that Michael and I do. Michael Harrison and I do it every week, and then we put this companion piece with it so you can hear discussion, maybe some of the stories you didn't get involved in or maybe didn't know much about them. So that's why we do this. So Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are here. Let's see. We did enough on China. Number six, the situation with crime, violence in our country. I don't know. Is there anything really new to be said about this? You know, the stats are the stats, and
sadly, no. I think it's become a really big problem, though.
This stuff. Yeah.
Oh, especially, yeah. And the reason I think more people are talking about it, like a lot of these issues, is because we're going into an election year. And so there's got to be, I think there's been a moderating of message, because a lot of times you had Democrats saying defund the police, you have the squad saying defund the police. They're still doubling down and saying that. And
yeah?
That message,
really?
The squad, yeah. Democrats, a lot of Democrats have moderated, saying, no, we don't want to defund, we want to refund the police. There's been a switch in messaging, certainly, from, like, most Democrats, but the squad
most Democrats, as a Democrat here, I can say, most Democrats did not want to defund the police. That was something that
messaging. But we talk about the party.
Yeah, that messaging.
About the party messaging.
Well, but Nancy Pelosi has and Joe Biden, at the top of the party, have said from the very beginning that they're not in favor of defunding the police. And so Nancy Pelosi doubled down on that this week and said that's not the stance of the party. And it's not. Everyday Democrats do not want to defund the police. It's a ridiculous notion. So now moving funds around and having more social programs and having a better response to things, absolutely. I think everyone should be in favor of that.
By doing
New Jersey right now,
defund the police.
But you know what I'm saying. The messaging of defund the police means eliminate the police. That's how most people interpret that. That's how the Republicans have run with it.
Ludicrous.
Well, and it's a bad messaging point. But what I'm saying is, when you move funds away from the police into social workers, you are by nature actually defunding the police, and that's proving not to be so popular in city. I can speak for myself in cities like Los Angeles and in San Francisco, where they've taken a lot of money away from police and from hiring new officers, and they've implemented vaccine mandates. So you've got forces now that have been decimated because officers have either quit or been fired because of vaccine mandates. You have all of the funding that's been reallocated to social workers going out in the field, and there's a real shortage of police officers. That's not fake. That's not political messaging. It's just truth. There's a real shortage of officers, and in most cases, I know in Los Angeles, there's a hiring freeze. You can't even hire any new ones, and you don't even have any money to pay them. It's like it's become a really bad problem.
problems everywhere.
I know
there are problems. All right, so let's see. Number five, the Durham probe. Somebody dig into that for me. Will you
this
please?
Is so overblown. It's
what I thought.
Well, before we look, so John Durham is put on. Remember Robert Mueller and his investigation?
Yeah, number six, sure. By the way, on the people list is Hillary and her connection to John Durham.
So
anyway, go ahead.
Robert Mueller and John Durham are brought in to do essentially the same thing. And I think, unfortunately, politically, people wanted to bring down Robert Mueller just like they want to bring down John Durham. What's more important is what they're finding. And so before we poo-poo things politically, I think it's best just to see what's in his report, which we don't know yet. And so there's a lot of people who
want
to run with
it. What people are running with it. And the stuff that's in the filing is not what actually the document said. That's the real problem.
I read through it. So I read, it's 27 pages. It's available anywhere. People can read it if you want. I read through it. There are some serious claims in there, certainly. And there are some problems as the investigation continues. So John Durham was brought in, just to give you some context, to investigate how the story about Trump being in bed and colluding with Russia, remember, that's what they were using to get Trump out of the White House for like 4 years. There was messaging about him working with Vladimir Putin and being his puppet and making deals. It proved to not be true. And so then there was an investigation, a special counsel put in charge of how that story started. And so there have been a few indictments already. Michael Sussman, who is a very powerful Democrat lawyer, who was the lawyer for Hillary Clinton and for others, by the way, has been indicted for lying to FBI agents. Mark Elias is another person who's a Democrat operative, kind of at the highest levels of the DNC, that's also been indicted. Those are the only two formal indictments. But on February 11th, there was a court filing, and there's been no leaking out of John Durham's investigation, and good for him, because there was a ton of leaking out of Robert Mueller's. But there was a court filing on February 11th that implicated, said that there was a tech company that had received direct money from the Hillary Clinton campaign that was explicitly pushed out into the court filing, that was spying, that had basically, whatever the technical term is, I'm forgetting how they put it in the documents, but they were taking in all of the web searches from Trump Tower, from the Trump apartment building from his residence that he owns and from the White House. So this continued after Trump was a candidate into the White House. So when Trump said he was being spied upon and everyone said, you're a buffoon, that's impossible, well, now we know that it was actually happening. So who did it? And that's still part of the investigation. A lot of people are making their judgments, and we're not going to do that on this program because we're trying to be fair. But who did it, and why was this company taking money, and who were the tech executives that are mentioned in this report but unnamed, just called Tech Executive One, basically, is how it's labeled in the report. Who was behind this, and why were they doing it, and for what purpose?
All right, number four has to do with Trump, the investigation January 6th, but more of the information that came out this week, and I'm not sure who, I look at these statements, I look at where they come from, is the accounting firm that released the information actually his accounting firm?
Apparently, before he ran for
election, he was worth $5.8 billion. They say now he's worth $10 billion, and how did he get to go from $5.8 to $10 billion? The suggestion is that he took advantage of being the president. So is that
Well, it's really not that. What's happening in New York, and that's where this is all coming from, is the district attorney in New York. The Trump Corporation, the reason that this is making headlines is because now a judge has said that Trump and his kids all have to sit for depositions under oath.
And when already?
Because they have
Eric
found...
Trump already did.
Yeah, because they have found sufficient evidence of financial fraud. And so that's why they all now have to... trying to fight...
What difference would it make?
Well, no, changing the value, changing the value of the companies, overinflating the value of their companies as one of their individual properties. Is another one. Tax return stuff is an issue. There's a lot of financial stuff that this is years.
But why is anybody concerned about anything? It's his business other than the taxes that he might
illegal.
Have not paid.
What's it's not illegal? About just taxes.
To inflate
unpaid.
Your. Are you
Absolutely.
Kidding? You know how many
to secure
people
bank.
Inflate their net worth on bank on the
it's illegal.
Application to buy to
every
have
single
a mortgage
person
to buy a house?
That tries to buy a house.
Everybody's guilty of that.
There's more to it. We'll see where it goes.
I mean, look, if he did something wrong, if they as a corporation did something wrong, then they should be held accountable for it, and certainly I'm sure they will be. But to go into someone's business for inflating, overinflating, you'd be going into every corporation. And Letitia James, who is the AG in New York, made it her business to say she was going to take him down, that she wanted to investigate him.
So,
Trump was not well-liked, I don't think, before he was president,
of course
even
he's not.
In New York, right?
Nobody likes him. But he got elected president, so somebody has to have paid attention. But this business about the accountants basically quitting working for him,
well,
does that make a statement?
Yes, it does. And then it made a. It, they said that the last 10 years of statements that they've provided have cannot be relied upon. So they're falling
them?
On their.
If they're, well, yeah,
well
okay.
it's a mix. I mean, they may fall in. They may end up being in trouble as well. But at the same time, they could also probably use the excuse: we only know what our client discloses to us. So there could be that as well. But no, it's not a good look at all when your accounting firm ditches you and says, "Yeah, don't trust anything we've said to you in the last 10 years."
Great.
That's not
gonna be good
look.
For business.
Yeah.
Number three, the economy. And so I look around at the retail sales expectations and the reality for the month of January.
It was a surprising report.
Yeah, rising.
Yeah, I mean, in a good way, you know, more people spending
up.
And,
good the increase economy. In over what the retail sales were for the month before was almost 4%, and that's really unusual for January. And so anyway, consumption is 68% of the economy. Americans are spending, 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 and spending. And with inflation, woo! What's that doing
here? I think
that's
going to be a problem. $5 gasoline in L.A.
It's a real problem. Yes,
I filled up yesterday. It was $3.40 in Jersey.
That's
cheap. Send me some, please.
Yeah.
I mean, that's high for Jersey, though. That's very high for Jersey.
The study that looks at people moving into the heartland states, I think that's worth spending a moment on repeating the battle for what is referred to as human capital workers, if you will, people moving and what it's doing. If the people that are on the coastal plain that are moving into the heartland states, certainly taking their talent, their ability to work with them, is that one of the reasons that we're having such a hard time in our neck of the woods, the eastern cities, finding people to work?
Is that part of it?
A lot of people did move out of major cities. And, you know, I mean, I have some friends who left Manhattan and they just went to wherever, you know, their families were for child care because everyone was working from home full time and the kids weren't in school. So, and that happened a lot. A lot of people left major cities and they just moved to closer to where they had family. And now they're staying and they're finding jobs that are full time work from home. So, yeah, I think it's interesting the way it's sort of diversifying the workforce across the country in a little, you know, so it's not just so concentrated in major cities, and I think that's a good thing. But, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. Now, there's also a new law in California. New York City is about to pass their own as well. It's about to go into effect where they have to be fully transparent with what a position pays. Which if you've ever gone for, I know you guys work for yourselves, but I've had multiple jobs where I've worked for larger companies and, you know, you go in and you don't know, they don't tell you what the job pays. They try to base it on what you were making and it's very cloak and dagger and then you find out that the same job you're doing, the guy next to you is making twice as much. I mean, it's very shady. And so California is now trying to be more transparent. New York is doing that. And that can set the tone for the rest of the country, which can really help bridge that gender wage gap, which is really important.
Kind of same as buying a ticket to someplace on the plane. There isn't one person on the plane that pays the same
price. No one pays the same price. Right.
Something different. It's really interesting. And the other thing that goes with, I think, the economy is the influence of crypto and how many people have gotten scammed. But the crypto market itself, the number of new coins and all that stuff that is becoming more and more a part, whether you understand it or not, I don't understand it at all. But there are a lot
The problem is no one understands it. Very few people really understand what they're doing. And then you see a Super Bowl ad and everyone's like, oh, I got to buy crypto because they feel like they're missing out on something. And most of the time they're getting scammed.
Yeah. Hip, hip, hooray. Okay, the Russians and COVID, number two and number one. I don't know. The Russians, they just keep at it. The hackers. The defense contractors. Well, Israel has asked
Russia. They're also bolstering up their military, 150,000 military there.
Well, also, but they've been asked by the Israelis to help get the Israelis out of Ukraine. I thought that was kind of interesting, an acknowledgement of what may be on the front burner pretty quickly. All right, ladies, thank you. The stories have been reviewed by the folks on the DJV program. It's now coming up to 48 past the hour.
Calatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Taibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's now 53 after the hour, time for our visit every week at this time. In fact, we have Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com to extol the value and virtue of certain cars that may be making the news, or things about cars that are making the news this week. So we get some clarification, first of all, on automakers installing new headlights, the smart headlights. Is that because they are supposed to or because they want to? What's the reasoning behind this?
It's actually interesting that we've had them in the U.S. for many years installed in cars already, but they've not been legal, so they've been disabled. And in the U.S., we had two kinds of headlights. We had high beams and low beams, whereas in Europe, they've had these advanced headlights that can do things like paint signs on the road. So as you're driving along, if you if you wanted to turn left, the headlight could actually put a little left arrow on the road. So
oh, right. Left yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Super clever stuff, you know.
And
your high beams could be on all the time, and as an oncoming car came, it would just block out the oncoming car so they couldn't see the high beam type of stuff. So very, very advanced things with LED lights and that sort of thing. But they haven't been anywhere in the law for those to operate them in the U.S. Well, now they finally got the law sorted out, and they will be coming into legal action. And those people that already have them installed, they can be activated either over the air by an update or by the dealer. So do not think you have to run out and have these purchased. If you already have them, they'll be activated in your car, and new cars coming to market will now be supplied with them. So look for some amazing new headlights in your vehicles in the next couple of years.
The problem I find with them at night is that there's a glare that comes with them. There's a brightness that comes with them that sometimes if they're on a back road or something, it seems like the bright lights are on all the time and you can't really see if the bright lights are still on.
Yeah.
I think that's dangerous.
That, of course, is probably some of the old headlights that aren't leveled properly, those type of things. You should technically not be able to see them because some of these headlights are so advanced, they know where your eyes are from the oncoming car, and it should actually block you out. So you shouldn't be able to see any difference in the oncoming car. It should look like it has low-level headlights. And then, of course, there's these Yahoos that have these special headlights fitted to their vehicles just to annoy you. And
yeah,
they know that they know it's you, Doug, and they just...
And they are successful in that because it doesn't right.
Yeah.
Okay. The Consumer Reports rankings on mainstream automobiles and what people are liking and not liking. What came out of that list?
Well, it's interesting that when you boil everything down, and Consumer Reports, for good or for bad, they do one thing better than everybody else is they don't receive stuff for free. They go and purchase all
right.
of the vehicles, which I like about them, which means that there's no automaker interference in any of their lists. But one of the things that I found with them is they're finding it very hard to differentiate between luxury and non-luxury vehicles. So the bottom end of the luxury scale and the top end of the family, what we call family cars, which is non-luxury, they're blending together so well, you can't even tell the difference between them. And I think we're going to start to see the disappearance of luxury brands, and everybody's
really?
Going to start to sort of, when you look at something like Jeep, and you look at things like, the Jeep Grand Cherokee.
I was just going to mention that. I sat in one the other day. A friend of mine has a Jeep dealership, and so he sold already whatever allocation he's gotten. They're going out, and they're $105,000.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to spend $105,000, I'm buying a Range Rover. I'm not going to buy a Jeep. But somebody's buying them.
They are so luxurious now. And the things that you would have just said, hey, that's a luxury car, like massaging seats and air suspension, they're coming on non-luxury vehicles. So
is that cheapen them, the cheaper cars? Does that cheapen the value of the more expensive cars? Because you can get that stuff in a less expensive car. Why would you spend more money to get the same thing? They keep shooting themselves in the foot, it seems like.
There's no law that says a luxury car has to have this and a non-luxury car has to have that. So what's happening, the lines are getting very, very, very foggy. It's very hard as a consumer to decide what you consider and Mazda were the first people to do it. Their three-row SUV started to have things like walnut dashes and things, which you never would have seen in that family car.
Right.
Like, plastic was your friend.
But the other side of that, what it shows is that it's less expensive to do that, and you're getting gouged for paying the luxury brands, like, again, go back to Range Rover or any of them. If the same thing is available on a $40,000 car, but you get an $80,000, who wants to buy an $80,000 car? Duh.
Right. Well, the profit is in all of these extras.
Exactly. All right, Nick, thank you for being here.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.